Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show invites you to test your wits against LBs.
I think people just feel sorry for me, that's all. Because I can't pronounce words properly.
It's time for Facts Schmacks.
These are things that don't need to be worried about.
A lot of funny comments, by the way, on the Edelman text exchange on Instagram. Yes. I really enjoy our listeners.
I know. They're very, very funny.
You guys have an amazing sense of humor, so it's very, very funny stuff.
Can you please read the set it free comment by Mama Fields 809?
Oh, yes. If you love something, set it free. Okay. If it comes back, it's yours forever. If it doesn't, bully him until he calls in on your radio show.
So yes.
All right. Well, it's doing business, as he says.
He is.
Handling business.
CCB.
Handling business. All right. Let's get to Facts Schmacks this morning. If you can outwit the dimwit on this show, then you will be eligible to win a four-pack of tickets for Harpoon's St. Patrick's Festival. It's happening on Friday. Kick off the St. Patrick's season at the Harpoon Brewery in Boston, featuring great beer, live Irish and rock and roll bands, and Irish-style food. The best known worldwide for its amazing tastes, the food of the Irish.
The Irish do breakfast.
No, but yes, breakfast, they kill it.
Yes.
The boiled potatoes with zero taste, not so much.
No.
The boiled meat. I mean, let's stop boiling our meat.
Boil it until it's gray, folks.
All right.
Go to harpoonbrewery.com for more information. And Frank is up first this morning. Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
And happy birthday, LB.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
Frank, where are you from?
I'm from Canton.
Canton?
Yes.
How old of a guy are you?
47.
And what do you do?
A musician looking for work.
All right.
Oh, all right.
I like it.
Aren't they all?
What color car do you drive?
I don't drive. I'm blind.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
You getting it done?
It could be worse.
Listen, right. I got to tell you something. Honestly, the blind musicians oftentimes better at their craft.
Yeah.
If you look at Blind Willie Dixon? What's that guy's name, Shu? The great blues.
Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Yes.
And then I believe there was Blind Willie McTell, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't forget Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder. Yes.
Andrea Bocelli.
Who's in Roadhouse?
Angel Eyes.
Yes.
Jeff Healy.
Right.
Yes,
thank
Jeff
you.
Healy. I think Roy Orbison had some kind of eye problem because he had to wear those sunglasses all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Black cars, Frank, are the least likely to get into an accident. Fact or schmacked?
I'm going to say schmacked.
Schmacked.
Yeah.
LB?
I hate to disagree, but black makes people seem bigger, which black makes cars seem bigger, as in like it's in your grill, in your face. It's the first thing that you notice on the highway would be a black car because of that reason.
Yes.
It's an attraction thing, just like black attracts the sun, white pushes off the sun. A white vehicle, you don't see so much. A black vehicle, automatic. Boom. Fact.
What? You don't buy the logic?
I think if he flip-flopped his entire argument right there, he'd have come up with the right answer.
It's schmacked. Silver cars. are actually the ones that get into the least accidents, I suppose, because they're maybe they're easier to easier to see. I guess I don't know.
How could that be easier to see? Silver's the same. I
just share the. I don't write them. I didn't create the facts. Please. I just pass them along. Hello,
fat people wear black. You look slimmer.
Hello, hello, Cindy.
Good morning.
Hi,
Happy birthday to LB.
Yes,
thanks.
Happy birthday, Cindy. Where are you from?
I'm from Brimfield.
From Brimfield.
Ooh,
and what do you do?
I drive special needs children.
Oh, good for you. Doing the Lord's work. Do you you ever go to the Brimfield Fair?
Oh yeah, Brimfield Flea Market.
Well, yes, the flea markets. You buy a lot of, let me tell you something, as a beer can collector, you can find a lot of good beer can collections for sale at the flea markets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that in the parking lot or actually in the flea market?
No, it's actually in the flea. It's actually in the flea market.
You know you have to actually go there to get them, right?
Monkey is able to make a run out there.
Ah. Martha Stewart sends her monkey to Brimfield every year.
Yes.
All right, Cindy. King Tut's penis was mummified in the erect position. Fact or schmacked?
I don't know, and your producer told me to keep it clean.
Well, that's clean. Wow. I mean, that's clean.
I'm going to say schmacked.
LB?
Everybody, you know what? Since the beginning of time, people have been infatuated with penises.
Yes.
I mean, wasn't there... Well, there was a famous lady that casted rock and roll guys.
Yes.
Yep.
The
penises.
Yes,
right? In the 70s and 80s.
The Plaster Caster.
Yes. Right.
Kiss has a song about her.
Yeah.
Cynthia Plaster Caster.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike Shue. So, I mean, if it was around in the 70s, it had to be around back in the days of the pharaohs. Mm. Those guys loved themselves. So I'll go fact.
It is a fact. Yes. It is absolutely a fact. I assume that means they didn't do it on purpose. I assume that means that King Tut had an erection when he died, or when he went in there.
Sure.
I don't know.
Does that happen when you die?
I think it does a lot.
Obscure reference, Clerks.
Yes.
Dead guy in the bathroom.
Yes. Right. Obscure reference. Good one, Danielle.
Thank you.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, LB.
Thanks, brother.
How you doing, Nick?
Wonderful. Sitting in traffic.
Where? Are you on the Pike?
No, just on Route 3, 95 interchange.
All right. There's a big problem on the Pike this morning. There was a truck that came dislodged the cab from the trailer on the Pike East right across from the Framingham rest area. So it's screwing everybody up this morning. That is a cluster F. By law in Britain, pregnant women can pee anywhere they want. Fact or schmacked?
Hmm. Oh, those Brits got some funny laws over there. Let's see. We're going to go with fact on this one.
I like the way you're rolling. If Henry VIII can lop off his wife's head instead of getting divorced, I got to believe that anybody can pee in public, so that would include pregnant women, yes.
It's a fact. Yes.
All right.
It is a fact. It is a fact. Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris. I'll try that again. I don't know what happened there. Chris, you there?
Hey, kid.
Yo, Chris.
What's going on?
Hey.
What's up?
Not too much. Happy birthday, LB.
Yeah, way to work. Have a great weekend.
Where are you?
Yeah,
where,
you too, brother.
Where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Ghana.
Okay. Chris, passing gas helps reduce high blood pressure. Fact or schmacked?
Probably reduces the pressure of everything. I'll go fact.
You're going to go fact
on
that.
No, I'm with
that.
Chris. I mean, not for nothing.
Yeah.
Almost anything can... You know, help blood pressure.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Wow.
It is a fact, yeah. So rather than...
That was cute.
Thank you.
That was kind of hot.
One squeezed out there, Danielle, when you shifted. When it shifted.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you there this morning? Yo, man,
Jack?
Happy birthday to LB. LB, you are the berries.
Nah, you're the berries, kid. Way to work.
It's a big day for LB.
Big day.
Jackalicious, you're going to play the lottery today, kid. You're going to win.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, baby.
Daylight savings time was originally created to save energy. However, the opposite is now true. Fact or schmacked?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Greg, that is actually a fact. They did it to save, it's a fact all the way.
Do you know, LB, what do you say?
I'm
fact?
With Jack, yeah.
Do you know why? It is a fact. Do you know why?
Because it's a scam. Somebody's trying to make some money somewhere.
No, well, yeah, let's see. No, it's because of air conditioning.
Right?
So now we actually use 1% more electricity during daylight savings.
Of course.
There you go.
Than it was.
You know
you're
to blame for that? The 1%ers.
Oh, is that who you blame for that? Yes. So, yeah, that is indeed a fact. All right, LB, nice work.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.